Texte numéro 69. Maui tourism, an economic mainstay, sparks anger amid fire ruin. The incongruous sight of tourists enjoying Maui's tropical beaches while search and rescue teams trawl building ruins and waters for victims of the deadliest US wildfire in more than a century has outraged some residents. They have vented on social media, posting videos of tourists enjoying holiday activities like snorkeling, while the death toll in the historic resort town of Lahaina passes 100 and is rising every day. Our community needs time to heal, grieve, and restore, Hawaiian actor Jason Momoa said on Instagram, urging tourists to cancel their trips. Authorities and businesses have welcomed the trickle of travellers, saying it will lessen the blow to the island's economy, which relies heavily on tourism. The industry is Maui's economic engine, generating 80% of its wealth, according to the island's Economic Development Board. As Maui embarks on a long, painful recovery from the fires, officials are wrestling with how to balance residents' immediate needs for housing and resources against the island's long-term financial health. Hawaii Governor Josh Green recalled at a weekend press conference how the COVID-19 pandemic similarly forced the state to weigh the risks of allowing tourists in during a public health crisis against the harm Hawaii's economy would suffer from barring them. All of our people will need to survive, and we can't afford to have no jobs or no future for our children, Green said. When you restrict any travel to a region, you really devastate its own local residents in many ways more than anyone else. The State Tourism Department reported in February that visitors spent $5.69 billion on Maui in 2022. The Hawaii Tourism Authority now is asking visitors to avoid all non-essential travel to West Maui, the part of the island affected by the fires, so resources can be used to help locals recover. It is likely that a big chunk of the people who are affected, losing family members, losing family homes, it's likely a lot of them were employed by the visitor industry, a tourism authority spokesperson said. Hotels in West Maui have temporarily stopped accepting bookings. Many are housing their employees and preparing to house evacuees and first responders working in disaster recovery, according to the tourism authority. The agency urged visitors to areas of Maui that did not burn to contact their accommodation and ensure they could still be hosted. Maui is not closed, said the island's governor. Many of our residents make their living off of tourism. Reached by phone on Tuesday, the Four Seasons Resort at Whaley Beach in South Maui said all hotel operations were running normally, but that it was encouraging tourists with August reservations to postpone their trips until the rest of the island had recovered more fully. Adapted from Reuters, August 2023.